Drivers, our friends at Shell Rotella are helping us celebrate you and honor you, America's truck drivers, during Trucker Appreciation Month. Not just National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, but far beyond that. All month long, we're celebrating you and honoring you for everything you do. And our friends at Shell Rotella, we want to thank them for helping us out. Right now, I want to bring on Annie Peter. She's North American Marketing Manager for Shell Rotella. Annie, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Doing great. Thanks so much, Eric, for having us on the show.
Hey, thanks for being here. Get us caught up. What did you folks at Shell Rotella do for drivers during National Truck Driver Appreciation Week?
Yeah, so, you know, drivers are such an integral part of our nation and work extremely hard. So we really like to take this week to honor and celebrate the drivers and their families. And we do it through a few different ways. One of the first activities that we do is through our social media channels, which are tailored specifically to reflect the National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And that's through our Shell Rotella Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Instagram pages. And so what we do through these social channels is we have our fans tell us their stories. We have drivers tell us their experiences and share photos of themselves and their trucks. And so we really just use this as an opportunity to highlight our drivers and their families. And then they have the opportunity to win some National Truck Driver Appreciation swag. We surprise the drivers during this time with that. And then we also have some lucky winners who receive Shell Rotella oil for their rig. Another thing we do is have the opportunity with you guys as part of a sponsor with the Red Eye Radio Trucker Appreciation Month to celebrate more than just that week throughout the whole month, which we really appreciate. So we love getting to honor them this month with the prizes that you're giving away on your Facebook page.
That's been a lot of fun, and that continues, of course, Annie, and we certainly appreciate Shell Rotella being a part of that. And you folks are involved in some other programs honoring drivers throughout the year. Get us caught up on some of those.
That's right. Yeah, just like we know that drivers work hard year-round, we want to make sure that we're finding ways to recognize them year-round and to help them out. And so we participate in a few different programs through OIDA. One of the ones I wanted to highlight is through our Truckers for Troops. And so Shell Rotella has supported the OIDA's Trucker for Troops program each November since 2010. And we've pledged different amounts throughout the years. And since 2007, more than $600,000 has been raised through this program to provide care packages to service members stationed abroad.
Wow.
And the campaign now is helping a variety of veterans here in the U.S. too, including those assisting our housing wounded, disabled, and homeless service members, which is a great program to be a part of.
It really is. What a great program, and we certainly salute OOIDA for starting that program years ago. It really is tremendous. Has been a huge, huge success. Another program that you guys are involved in is the OOIDA Mary Johnston Scholarship. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. That is another program we're a part of, and we're celebrating 11 years with Shell Rotella and OOIDA, and thus far, through the 11 years, we've raised $110,000 in donations for the scholarship, which is given to a graduating high school senior to further their education. So another fantastic program to get to be a part of.
Tell us about the Safe Driving Award program at OOIDA, and how is Shell involved in this one?
Yeah, so the driving program, the driver award program, recognizes and rewards OOIDA members for their safe, accident-free years while operating a commercial vehicle. So all these awards are available to eligible members who qualify based upon the number of years for which the member has operated a commercial vehicle without being involved in a preventable accident. So it's definitely a program that we're proud to be a part of and that we've, again, been able to contribute to annually.
In fact, thousands of dollars, an annual donation of $5,000 to that program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Annually, we do $5,000.
Wow. That's amazing. All right, let's talk about Shell Rotella Super Rigs. This was your first Super Rigs, and, of course, Shell's been doing it for 37 years now. Tell us your impression, I guess your first impressions of Shell Rotella Super Rigs.
Yeah, loved this event. And I guess before I kind of dive into it, maybe I just wanted to take a step back real quick and share just a little bit of background in case a listener isn't familiar with the event. So Shell Rotella Super Rigs is a competition in the premier truck beauty contest for actively working trucks. So it's hardworking owner-operator truckers are competing for more than $25,000 in cash prizes. And truckers come to win the titles and trophies, but they're also at the competition to be featured in the annual 2020 Shell Rotella Super Rigs calendar. So I would say that's definitely a highlight of the event. And as far as this year, with it being my first year, it was a fantastic event to be a part of. Like you said, this was our 37th annual Shell Rotella Super Rigs, and this year it was held at Trails Travel Center in Albert Lea, Minnesota, which, you know, Trails Travel Center and Albert Lea were fantastic hosts. So
yeah, they were
definitely thankful to be a part of that.
Yeah, it was hopping. I'll tell you, I was there as a judge again this year, and I've been doing that since 2001. And it was amazing to see trucks come from all over. I mean, we had contestants come from Texas, come from Canada, come from all over North America to be a part of Shell Rotella Super Rigs. And what a great way to honor, what a great event it's become, first of all. And hats off to everybody at Shell Rotella for putting on a bigger and better event every year. It just grows and grows and grows. And the anticipation is really, you can feel that year round, Andy. I know talking to drivers, they, you know, at some point, I know in a conversation with a driver that's experienced Super Rigs, they're going to talk about, in any given conversation, they're going to end up talking to me about Shell Rotella Super Rigs, either past events or maybe talking about where it might be, trying to speculate maybe where it might be next year. But it's a great way to honor those working trucks that are out there, and that's what it's all about. It has been from the beginning, the working trucks of North America that go out and haul America's freight and also look really great. I mean, it is not easy to do. They I don't know how they pull it off. I don't know where they're finding all of these hours in their day and week, because it is just amazing that they can do so much really hard work. I mean, some of these trucks, Annie, were hauling gravel and all kinds of stuff, and then they still, when they pulled up to the judging line, looked amazing. And I don't know how they pulled that off, but I can tell you it comes from a lot of hard work and dedication. So it was really cool. It was really great. In fact, we had a great concert. The lights contest was amazing this year, and of course we had music going on and everything else. But it was from your perspective, Annie, being a first timer, was it a little overwhelming as to how big it was? What did you think, I guess, in terms of your impression on the size and participation level?
Yeah, I would say not necessarily overwhelming, but impressive in a sense that, you know, there was a fantastic amount of trucks there. And the thing that was amazing to me, too, was the families and how involved their families were, and the close-knit community of everyone that came to the event, not just from the truckers and their families, but even from Albert Lea and the surrounding communities. It felt like just one big community and kind of family reunion. And so that was a really neat thing. And I would say one of the highlights for me, and Eric, you probably have really gotten to know these truckers and their families, but it really was getting to hear the trucker stories and, you know, how they take so much pride in their truck and pride in the industry. It was fantastic to hear all of that.
Yeah, it always is when we spend, as judges, when we spend time with those drivers, as we're judging the truck, you can just hear the pride in their voice. And really that piece of equipment is almost an extension. It's another family member. It's an extension of themselves, really, the drivers. And you can tell that with a lot of them. I mean, you can, when a driver, most of the time when a driver hops out of that rig at Super Rigs, you can tell that driver belongs inside that truck. And it's just amazing. Let's go over the 2019 Best of Show winners. Who are they?
Yeah, the Best of Show was Teresa DeSantis of Apache Junction, Arizona. So she captured the honor with her 1985 Peterbilt, and she was awarded $10,000 from Shell Rotella. She also not only took Best of Show, but she took Best Theme and Best Engine.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Just amazing. And it had essentially a witch theme. But the work on this truck was amazing. And walking around to it, I remember walking up to it when it was in line before it was actually at the judging position. It was behind some other trucks that were being judged, and she was waiting to get judged. And as I walked back there, I was just amazed. Every little thing on that truck, and this is what makes up a super rig, really, in my opinion. But you walk, the further you walk back on this truck, the more you see, and all the small details that were put into this truck along the way. Just amazing work. Teresa, I know, can be proud. So congratulations to her. Who's next?
So J.R. Schlegler from Britt, Iowa, won Best of Show First Runner-Up with his 1980 Kenworth W900A.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen J.R. at a number of shows, and he's been at Super Rigs before, but always shows up and competes in a great way, and he did again this year. And who is next?
So the second runner-up honors went to Ryan Mahens of Ellenwood, Georgia, for his 2006 International.
Yeah, yeah. Just amazing. It was a really great truck, and Ryan did a great job as well. So really great. By the way, Shell Rotella, very active on social media. Tell us how drivers can get involved on social media with Shell Rotella.
Yeah, we love to keep everyone informed. So we've got a few different channels that you can follow to stay up to date on the latest Shell Rotella events, product news, offers, activities, basically all things Shell Rotella.
Yeah.
You can like our official Shell Rotella Facebook page or follow our Shell Rotella Twitter or follow Shell Rotella T on Instagram.
Just great. Annie, great talking to you again. Annie Peter, North American Marketing Manager for Shell Rotella. A great job at Shell Rotella Super Rigs. I was proud to be there. It's always interesting and awesome to see the Shell folks that are working that event. It's nonstop. We know how much work goes into it, and I know the drivers that participate certainly appreciate that hard work. So we thank you for putting on a great event. And also we thank you for sponsoring Red Eye's Trucker Appreciation Month throughout September. It's really great, and Shell Rotella's been a huge sponsor for us for many years, going back, in fact, longer than I've been with the show. That's something pretty amazing, but Shell Rotella's been with our show going back years and years and years, and we greatly appreciate it, Annie. Thank you so much. Hope to get caught up again soon, and we thank you, and have a great night.
And thanks for having us on your show. And most importantly, thank you to all of the dedicated drivers who work so hard for our nation.
All right. Thanks, Annie.
Red Eye Radio.